on 1116 SEN. Hungry for Sport with Kevin Bartlett for Audi Penfold Burwood, celebrating 50 years of the Penfold family. And Flex Vehicle Management Service. Find out more at flexvs.com.
9:07, good morning and welcome to the program. Well done to Australia, an emphatic World Cup victory. As a one-day unit, we have unbelievable batting and bowling strength. The match was never in doubt when Kiwi skipper Brendan McCullum had a brain fade. McCullum is a star, but what was he thinking tactically with his batting? Surely you get a cider in the first couple of overs unless a crap ball is bowled. McCullum swished at three balls and missed them all and was bowled. It was crazy stuff by the man who, as skipper, had to have a clear head regarding the run chase. James Faulkner, well done, man of the match, but I was surprised Mitchell Starc, despite his great World Cup, was man of the tournament ahead of Kumar Sangakkara. I'm KB. That's my take.
Again to McCullum, pitches up, and he's gone right through him! He's bowled him! Strike one to Australia! Strike one to Mitchell Starc! And Brendan McCullum, the hero, the skipper of New Zealand, has the long, slow walk back.
Oh, he bowled him! Magnificent delivery from Faulkner. He's gone straight through him.
Johnson onto the hip. Well played. Maxwell's a shot at the stumps. A direct hit's going to make this really interesting. It was at the non-striker's end. That right there is a beautiful summary of how Australia's innings in the field has gone. 49, you can make that 50 for the Australian skipper in his farewell to one-day international cricket. Michael Clark raises his bat to his teammates.
It's going to be Henry to Boulder Smith. Will this be it? It probably will be. It will. He whips it away to the boundary. And the star of the summer, Steve Smith, hits the winning runs in a massive in-break for Shane Watson. And here they come. Australia has won its fifth World Cup title. On top of the world again.